Sunday night, Rishchodesh of Aleph Menachemov. Sunday night, Shmaitzis here. We're looking at the Gemara in Chulin. Try to get a clarity in Ravuna's statement. So we started off on Daf Tesem and Aleph with the Gemara that brings down Ravuna and brings down a Machlokes. To what degree, the first half of Ravuna, to what degree do we take it? Do we say the animal is metamic and available or not? How? Because since the chazaka is a chazaka in relation to Eva Menachai, according to Rashi, it really is a good shayla, but what's the tzad? Akaponim, the cheska sheino zvucha, the chazaka that the animal is in, the behema b'chayeha is not one that's kitzah. The behema b'chayeha is not a state of tumah. That state that the animal was in b'chayeha is not a tumah emitter state. But the bottom line of what the chazaka allows you to do, the Rashi k'de islay or the Tosfos k'de islay, is it tells you that the animal is not shechted properly. It tells you that you may assume that the animal is not shechted.
Excuse me. Huh? Excuse me.
Oh. It tells you that you may assume that the animal is not shechted properly. If an animal is not shechted properly, it's an avela, and it gives off tumah. So that's the shaila. How much do we extend the koach of the chazaka of Ravuna? So that's what the Gemara says. Then the Gemara says, then you have the second half of Ravuna. Second half of Ravuna is Bechespa's head there, Achi Bota Bechaba Menitrefa. So now the question is, according to Rashi, why is that true? That's the question. So that's what the Rashi answers. So that's however you understand the Teretz, that there's a flow from Eva Menachai to Nevela, but not from Eva Menachai to Trefa. That you only say Machzik HaMisul Yisra from Eva Menachai to Nevela, not to Trefa. Now the Shmaita is going to be saying that you say it even from Eva Menachai to Trefa, except he's going to learn up in the Rashba that the chiluk is if you need a pu'ula. Right? You're not going to say Machzik HaMisul Yisra if you need, you are going to say Machzikim Yisul Yisr when you need a Maisa Lahatir. When the Heter comes about Mamela, then you're not going to say Machzikim Yisul Yisr. But if Shmaita assumes that you would say it, that you would say it really from Eber Menachai to Treif as well. Right, that's the Shmaita. Shmaita is not your Kiddush. I, Ravuna, because in Ravuna, right? So that's why, I don't know, that's just not clear to me. It's because this, what, at the end of the day, you know, we have to learn the Gemara, really. But at the end of the day, Ravuna's second statement is talking about a particular case. So really, that's why I wanted to see the Gemara, to see the Gufa. So let's start with the Tesamad Aleph with Gufa. Gufa is around 15 lines from the bottom of the Yomud. It's the first word on the line. Gufam or Avuna, Beinu b'chayev b'cheskes isra imedes ha-shivadu l'chava b'nishkata, Nishkata b'cheskes heter imedes ha-shivadu l'chava b'nitrfa. So, Nishkata b'cheskes heter imedes is a very strong statement. B'cheskes heter. B'lema Nishkata hutra. Now, I don't know what Nishkata hutra would mean, obviously. Nishkata hutra, like, I don't know what the Gemara is having meaning. Well, so I see here that when Yeshua asks it, what? Yeah, like, thank you. Thank you, we know if you shecht an animal, you're allowed to eat it. Okay, the Gemara asks, it's a funny lashon. He's obviously talking about a case that requires chazaka to say it's mutter. He's not just talking about Lishchat HaHutra. Knei Yisrael asks, why would he say even Lishchat HaHutra? It's a weird thing to say. Why would he say that?
Okay.
Hakam Ashman, the Gemara says, the Afal Gav the Yisyalad Beireyusa. You have a Sofek Trefa. Call it a Drora. Call it Melan HaSofek. Maybe it's a trefa. Now remember, if an animal is a trefa, it's a trefa mechayim. That's what the word trefa means. It was a trefa. If it was alive, it was a trefa. So you have your suffix trefa, but it's becheskos heter. So now what? So that's what Ravuna is coming to say. Let's get clear. Ravuna's second statement is coming to say that you have a suffix trefa. And still, your cheskos heter, you have a cheskos heter, with nishchat. Now, why? So Rashi says, I don't know if Rashi says. Now, the reason is because of the rove. Because rove animals are not trefas. He says, so the rove is not going to paskin it because the reyusa doesn't allow the rove to give a behechlet thing. What we said on Thursday, and I think to me it makes sense, I hope it does to you, that's why it's called chazaka. The rove is strong enough to create a presumptive state, which is exactly what chazaka is, a presumptive state. So that's what the rove could do. And it's rove, and rove paskins, you say rove, so that's stronger than a presumptive state. That's Ruben the Lesser, come on. But I could understand that the rove has been injured enough that you can't pass an OP rove. You have a reyusa, so you see maybe it's not from the rove. But it's still only a suffix, so you have the presumptive state thanks to the rove. And that's the pshat in the Gemara. It's tam behema in a trefa. That really is Rashi's lashon. The next Rashi, Davar Gav the Yisyalad Beireyusa, Shenolad Bo Sofik Treifus, Sofik Koydim Shchita Hoyabo V'Yesunt Losu Belachar Shchita. So Rashi learns the case is it's a treifa. I mean, you see something that would make the animal a treifa. You don't know when it happened. That's going to be very Noganish night, so we're going to learn. It's a Shem and Perik test. But that's Rashi says is the case of the Gemara. That the Sofek Trefa is a Vadai Trefa, and the Sofek is when it happens. So you say, Stam Behema Ein a Trefa, and you say it happened after the Shechita. Because Stam Behema Ein a Shechita, it's a presumptive state, Ein a Trefa. So there's a presumptive state of. The reason you have to say that, once again, is because you don't really have a regular chazaka. Because on the side of the animals, a trefa, so it never became mutter. It was a trefa mechayim. Right? So that's why Rav Huna's statement is not so poshut. There's never a real cheskes het there. Normally we talk about a cheskes eishes ish that's there even after the suffering. She was, for sure, an Eishes Ish. So you say, now there's a suffix if she's Mugureshes or not. So there's a presumptive state that she's still an Eishes Ish. But you have the Cheskes Eishes Ish, that's Chai B'Kaya. That was unaffected by the suffix Gereshim. Here you have a suffix Treva that affects the whole, it never became Mutu. But still, that's why you have to say this lumpish a point that there's a presumptive state of het there despite the suffix trefa, because trefa makes it there's no het there. Okay.
But the rove creates the chazaka?
Yeah. And you find that sometimes in Shas, I won't say many times, but it's not uncommon that the rove creates a chazaka. And usually it's when that the rove just, I don't know, isn't that powerful enough that you could pass it on Peter Rowe? Any chazaka that's based on behavior of humans, chazaka in the Dumperer Tosmano, chazaka and the terech masuda mafsida, right? Any you have chazakas that are behavioral, so they're all chazakas based on rov. So I would assume the reason it's not mamish rov is the reason we had in an earlier shmaitza that adarava, a behavioral thing, could never be a ruba de lesser kamon. Of course, it's behavioral, so it's not really embedded in the teva as much as we would like a ruba de lesser kamon to be embedded in the teva. Of course, it's behavioral, but because so that's why the robe doesn't work. But there's enough of a robe, so to speak, that it can create a presumptive state. It sounds very lovish, but I think it's very possible that the robe can be flawed, and not you can't pass an LP the robe, but it creates a presumptive state. That's very clear. No, chazaka is presumptive state. It's a chazaka, it's a presumptive state. I'll keep saying that. It's a chazaka, the hashtag. It's a chazaka, it's a chazaka. It's a presumptive state. Sometimes something's in a presumptive state because it was like that in the past. That's called chazaka peikara. Sometimes something is in a presumptive state in the past because it was like that now. It's called the chazaka da hashtag. And sometimes something's in a presumptive state because of rov. It's called chazaka abo mikoach rov. Why do you say that? You make me tired. I just finished explaining that it's not rov. It's weaker than rov. If it would be rov, we wouldn't be talking about chazaka. We would say ruba de lesser come on. End of story. Go home.
We water down rov.
Take it over from Yeshua. It's a watered down rove enough that we can't paskin on pi the rove, but it can create a presumptive state. We presume it's that way. We can't paskin with the koach of rove that it is that way, but it's good enough to say that that would be the norm, that would be the status quo, that would be the presumptive state. I can't explain it any better than that, and I fully understand that. I'm sorry if I can't explain it any better. Now comes the famous shy. Whoa, before we go by the... At this point is relevant the shy that we've been learning about in the Shmaitza. Some hold that this is only true if the Reyusa is Nolad L'Achar Misa. So then the Chanami Sofik Trefa always reaches back into Chayim. But some say it's still very relevant when the Sofik was Nolad, that you only could say there's a presumptive state if the Nolad Sofik was Nolad after the Shechita. So like the Chazaka was Chal. And I say it again. Even though your Safek would ruin the Chazaka, because the Safek is maybe it's a Trefa, it was never happening. But the Maisa, in terms of time, the presumptive state was Chal. Now you have a Safek, maybe it really doesn't exist, but it was Chal. But if the Safek would have been Nolad Mechayim, so then some hold, as we know, that either you say machzikim yisal yisr in that case, or stamazai, you don't have the presumptive state, never gets going, because you had your suffix trefa immediately. So the chazaka was never chal, because the chazaka is relevant when you make the shechita. So the shmaita doesn't know like that, but this is the issue we've been dealing with. Do you say this? Do you say Rav Huna's second statement, even if Nolad Mechai? Okay. But now the Gemara wants to know what's the case. When do you need this chazaka? What is the reis? Kedboi minei Rababa mei Rav Huna. Bozei v'bot v'nokol v'nei me'ayin. Of an animal that was shechted properly. Ma'u, what's the din? Notal ha'lesnu. What's your problem? What's your issue? You have no reyusa. No, Ella Nokav B'nei Me'ayim Ma'u. the Ze'ev, the wolf, came and bit into the Bnei Me'ayim. A bit. Now you don't know. Maybe there was a hole in the Bnei Me'ayim from before. Now there's a hole in the Bnei Me'ayim. A hole in the Bnei Me'ayim makes it a trefa. But you saw the Ze'ev gave a bite. You see the Zayin bit into it. Hello, not long. He took the Bnei Me'ayim, the Chazirin, Shein Kuvin, and we don't know if that hole is from the teeth of the Zayin, of the wolf, or the hole was there before. The holes. Mi Chayshinot, Shem Mokom Nekev Knockout. You saw the Zayin made a hole. You don't know exactly where. It is possible he made the hole where there was already, where there was already a hole. So are you, so that's our suffix. Although, well, you're not chayshish for that. And the male of the animal is kosher. Omalei Rav Huna, so Rav Huna said, "Ein chayshish in shem b'mokom nekev nokam." So that's Rav Huna's statement of Cheska Sater. Wait. The animal, and this was for sure Nolan after the Shechita, right? And it's a Suffolk Trefa. A Suffolk Trefa. So you say it's Beches Kosetta. Now come, okay, now at this point, Nolan's been to answer, will they bring it down? At this point also you have what our Shemaita called Tabach like as Yishayna. Now the Gemara seems to present a very clear cut Hector of Rav Huna, the second half of Rav Huna, very clear cut, and gives a case to boot, and you follow Cheskos Hector, and you say there's a Cheskos Hector. But some Rishonim hold that it's not called the Sofek HaShokel, it's only because the weight of probability is that there was no hole there before, and the wolf hit the holes that were there before. So it's not a Sofek HaShokel really, but if there would be a Sofek HaShokel, it's much more noted that it was the wolf made the holes. You know it bit into it. Yeah, but if there would be a real Sofek HaShokel, then you would go l'chumra. You would not go l'chumra. That's what we're having in the Shmaitza. That's what he says the Rashba holds. That it would be a Sofek HaShokel, you would not. I'm not sure why. Because Mahsik can be a Salieser, I guess. Because he doesn't hold the Rabba. So he doesn't hold that there's a Cheskos Hetter, Mechayim, L'chse Yishochet. And. So why not? Because Machzikim Yisaliyasim. Machzikim Yisaliyasim. So in the Gemara, when you learn the Gemara, it's really a tremendous chiddush. That's why I have so much trouble swallowing it. When you learn the Gemara, you say that's a Cheskos Hetter. That's the point of Rav Huna's second statement, that there's a Cheskos Hetter, based on the presumptive state. But then, you see, Shmaitz at least learned that there are Rishonim that say that's really not logical. I mean, again, I'll make the case. Because since Sofek Trefa sells you, just like by Sofek in the Shechita, you say, there's no presumptive state, but the presumptive state only starts if there was a proper Shechita. I'm not sure, maybe there wasn't a proper Shechita. So this man, the Yomer, holds. That's the way I understand Trefa, that the Shechita is not Poyel Hetta by Shechita. Maybe it's poil shchuta. It's not an avail. It's not mitame. But it spoils the shchita's ability to make a putter. Yeah.
Why don't we
wait? So I hear. So with something a shakol, you can't really ever say that there's a cheskos hetter. Because you're not going to talk about a chazaka to make karo. No, that. That those Rishonim hold that, listen, that's it. You can't do the Cheskos Trefa. suffer treifa, so you don't know if the animal's mutter or not.
Why
can there be a cheskos hetzer?
Why can there be a cheskos hetzer if it's a suffer kashaka? Isn't the whole point of chazaka is that it's 50-50?
No, because the side of the iser is there's no chazaka. Again, you're not dealing with a chazaka de meikara, that the chazaka exists even after the suffer. Except you have a chazaka existed, she was an Eishes Ish for the last 3 years. Now, a suffix is no lot, so you have chazaka de meikara. But here on the tzad that it's a treifa, there never was a cheskos hetzer. It was blown up. It was shown to be untrue. It's really a chiddush to say, you know, we've been struggling to understand Rav Huna the simple way, that there is a cheskos hetzer, and we said a presumptive state, blah, blah, blah. But there is a mandi yomer, and we had it in the Shmaitzer. The Shmaitzer presents it, b'shem the Rajba. And in the suffix I struggled, this whole thing is not true. So there really is a tremendous suffix in Rav Huna's second statement. When you learn Chulin, Rav Huna's statement is like very, very, very fraught with interpretation and misunderstanding and so many kashrus you can ask on it. Rav Huna's statement is one of the most famous statements in Shas. Rabuna, but it turns out it's very, very complicated, and we're not quite sure what it means. And when was the suffix? The Ikka two things we've been learning in the Shmaitza Hay really, is the second half of Rabuna's statement. Is it only if Nola a suffix afterwards, or is it even if Nola a suffix before, or the Shchita? When you project Cheskos Hetzer. And the second suffix is what we're having now. Is it? Tosfos says it's by every suffix except if it's Noita L'Isser. The Rashba says it's only if it's Noita L'Hetzer.
Okay. We're trying to create a case of Reyes, let's put the hole with the hole. Why can't we just say the Zev took something and it brought it back to the hole? We don't know if the Zev made the hole or not. What's wrong with a simple case like that?
Because if we don't know if the Zev made the hole or not, then probably we would assume it's a trace. That would not be enough of a Reyes in the trefa, because you see a trefa of an Eidim. You see the neck of the Bnei Me'ayin. That's why the Gemara makes pretty clear that the Zev made a hole, but maybe a punkt made a hole where there was already a hole. It's a good question you're asking. I'm answering it. If you don't even know that the Zev made a hole, then probably you would have to assume the animal's a trefa. Because who said the Zev even made a hole? And you see a hole there, so the animal's a trefa. What would give you the right to say it's not a trefa? You don't even know that they've made a hole. So that's why the Gemara has to give a very, I would say, unlikely scenario that the Zev made a hole, maybe Punta made a hole where there was already a hole. I mean, someone says what you said, what you, wait. Actually, the Ramban says like you. It's talking about you don't even notice that it made a hole. But the Rashi and the simple words of the Gemara, Chashina Shema B'mokom Nekev Nikev, is Mashma, you know he made a hole, and it's just a question, Shema B'mokom Nekev, he made a hole. Yeah, some are showing the hole. Yeah, only by a suffix hashakol, and some say only if it's night de la heter. Okay, we'll stop here. It's Tuesday night, we'll go back to the Shmaitzer.